Halloween night, Little Morton Hall. I wouldn't want to be here on my own in the dark, but talking to a lady by there. What's your name?
My name is Heather Swain.
And what's your character here?
My character here, I am one of the Morton ladies, because as you can see, I'm dressed in very high status late Elizabethan costume. So I would have been one of the ladies of the house.
So when you say ladies of the house, would you be one of the workers of the house? No?
No, no.
So quite high up then.
I would have been either a Mrs. Morton or one of the family, but not a servant. But servants were something else in those days, in the fact that servants were very often members of the family. And the idea was that you sent your teenagers away to somebody else's house just when they got to that troublesome time, and then they brought them up. And likewise, you then had to have somebody else's, but it's probably easier bringing up somebody else's kids than your own at that point, I think. So that was the way they sorted it out.
So we're standing in the courtyard in Little Morton Hall. What can you tell me about this area we're standing in now? I like the way it's, you know, all the black and white, you know, surrounding us. It doesn't feel like a courtyard. It feels like a, I don't know, it feels like a side garden, side sitting area, patio area.
No, not quite. Courtyard houses were a feature of Tudor times, and very often what they would have is they would have a smart courtyard like this one, and then they would have a subsidiary courtyard which was for where the ordinary stuff like brewing and baking and so forth, which is over there possibly, but we've got an orchard in that area. As for black and white, it wouldn't originally have been black and white. It would have been a silvery colour for the timber, and then the patches in between, when it rains you can see it shining through, and it's like an ochre colour.
Really?
So the colour of the house would not have been what we see now, which you call Cheshire Magpie, not like that at all.
Wow.
But all round this courtyard there are what we call apotropaic marks. That means keeping away evil. So they really were very, very superstitious. So if you turn round and look over here, can't see them in the dark, we have got their idea of Roman soldiers either side of the entrance there. So they're going to keep out the bad things, aren't they?
What am I looking at here now?
Well, have a look.
So, yeah.
So if
okay.
You look, have we got a torch?
I've got a torch in my pocket. I was given a torch. Oh, I see. Yes,
can
on
you
the
see?
Building.
So
yeah.
This chap, who's supposed to be a Roman soldier, but I mean, he doesn't look like a Roman soldier, does he? He looks definitely Tudor. So they are guarding the entrance.
So this is in the woodwork entrance.
Yeah, this is in the woodwork. And then if you look around, there's all sorts of different things. And one of the chief ones that they've got, if we go over to the door over here, we have got dragons.
Dragons?
So dragons, you could say that they were an emblem of the Tudors, because the Tudors originally came from Wales. But there they are, and they're guarding the way into the Great Hall.
You have to point them out a bit more.
Can you
to me.
See? Look at this here. Can you see the four tongs?
Oh, right, yes.
And here they are.
Yes,
and
yes,
the
yes.
Tails at that end.
Yeah, I see.
So and all sorts of different things in here. Some people claim are apotropaic to keep out the bad things.
Right.
So we've got them everywhere in this house. And then they needed additional ones as well, which we will explain to you later.
Fantastic, right, lead the way.
Okay, well, first before you go in, do you want your story?
Yeah, go on, here's the story then.
Okay, we'll go over to this bit here.
Okay. I feel very nervous.
Well, we go up and down and around in this house.
You're going to give me a nightmare tonight, I can't
sleep. Oh, well, we'll try. Right, well, we'll start here, but actually we need to be with view of through the gate a bit more.
Right, okay.
So, this story was told to me by a visitor a couple of years ago, and his name was Dale. Now, if you go into our cafe, it's Mrs. Dale's, because Mrs. Dale lived here with her 14 children, so presumably he must have been one of the 14 children. So, one dark night, he came in, and he scraped the muck off his boots, and as he looked out across the fields there, it was dark and foggy November night, and he started seeing a light zigzagging its way across the field. So he kept looking and looking and wondering what that could possibly be, and it got nearer and nearer, and it was this sort of light. As it got closer and closer, he could just about discern that there was a lady carrying this light, and she was dressed all in brown, but in very, very antiquated costumes. So he stood here and he watched. She came out of the fog, across the bridge, through the portals here, right past him. And she didn't so much walk as she glided. And she went all the way across the courtyard and through the portal and into the great hall. Well, now, by now, he was feeling a little bit nervous and worried about all of this. So anyway, he screwed his courage together and off he went through into the great hall, and he looked for the lady everywhere, but there was no lady to be seen.
Oh. Is that a ghost?
I think it very well might be.
Did you ever find out what the lady could have been named? Or
We don't know, but some people say there is a lady who walks our long gallery up and down there. And there have been people who have said, this is a really weird one, they've seen a set of feet and some stockings going up a ladder in the gents' toilet. But that was because that was where the brews were made. You brewed your beer down there. You made your bread in the ladies, basically. And there would have been a ladder up and possibly a place up there where you slept if you were a lady who made the beer, because you had to watch the beer brewing through 24 hours, so you'd need to sleep in that time. So they said they've seen a pair of legs.
Wow.
So there you are.
Right, thank you very much for that one. So let's move on to the next
one. Okay.